Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana, Sarah and Ellen with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Salvo's Stores has opened Australia's first textile recovery facility. The processing centre in Ipswich's industrial corridor is projected to repurpose 5,000 tonnes of discarded clothing into new products each year. According to the Australian Fashion Council, more than 200,000 tonnes of clothing ends up in landfill. Salvo's Stores operates more than 400 retail outlets across Australia. The organisation calculates that it circulated 52 million donated items last year. Backed by a $4.9 million government investment, the facility uses automated technology and artificial intelligence to sort material types, decontaminate textiles, and remove buttons and zippers. Head of Salvo's Stores, Nick Baldwin, says the initiative is an effort to alleviate the environmental impact of textile waste and unlock new cutting-edge circular economy opportunities. Queensland fruit and vegetable growers indicate that major flooding and high fuel costs will likely limit fresh produce supply and push prices higher. Supermarket shortages are attributed to disruptions, with customers being advised due to extreme weather in growing regions, there may be limited availability. We are working closely with our growers to improve supply as quickly as possible. We apologise for any inconvenience caused. Avocados, macadamias, citrus, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, leafy greens, cucumbers and zucchinis are currently affected by waterlogged soil and damaged infrastructure. If constraints on fuel and fertilizer continue, industry executives warn costs could rise by 40 to 50%.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke were heckled during an Eid event in Western Sydney on Friday morning. The incident, which took place in Australia's largest mosque, involved a group of worshippers calling for the politicians to be removed. The hecklers could be heard shouting, "Boo Tony Burke, boo Albanese, genocide supporters, and get them out of here." Other attendees appeared to give the Prime Minister and the local member a friendly welcome. The mosque, run by the Lebanese Muslim Association, is located in Lakemba, which is in the electorate of both politicians. The secretary of the association, Gamal Khir, defended the decision to invite the politicians to the prayers, while acknowledging that he had predicted it would upset some community members. Albanese downplayed the incident to reporters, saying the overall reception was positive. The Prime Minister blamed the anger from the demonstrators on labour laws against extremist organisations, but that claim has been strongly rejected by some in the community. In other national news, the Black Dog Institute's future-proofing study has identified several opportunities to strengthen support for young people at risk of mental health problems before those problems become entrenched. The study, tracking 6,000 teenagers, which is one of the largest longitudinal studies of adolescent mental health in Australia, showed that up to one quarter of high school children experience persistently high or worsening depression or anxiety. Poor sleep and insomnia was found to be one of the strongest predictors of well-being and was seen to be something that was often overlooked or brushed aside. It was found that exposure to adverse childhood experiences such as family conflict, parental separation and household mental illness were associated with poorer mental health outcomes later in adolescence. However, researchers involved in the study say that the findings show that many of the factors influencing mental health trajectories are identifiable and in many cases modifiable. This means by investing in earlier support for young people, we have a real opportunity to change the course of mental health outcomes.
In international news, Japanese ships will now be allowed to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian foreign minister told Japan's Kyoto News, "We have not closed the strait. In our opinion, the strait is open. It is only closed to ships belonging to our enemies, countries that attack us. For other countries, ships can pass through the strait." More than 90% of Japan's crude oil imports come from the strategic waterway, and they may soon join the small number of countries that are allowed to pass through, including India, Pakistan, and China. This comes after a joint statement was issued by several European countries and Japan last week, expressing their readiness to contribute to appropriate efforts to ensure safe passage through the strait. Japan's approval is the latest sign of Iran's possible plan to pursue a strategic selective blockade of the strait. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with possible showers. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.2, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.